Hey everyone, Logan Cruz here, your friendly neighborhood guide to navigating this wild thing called life. Ever feel like you're running on a hamster wheel of self-criticism? Like your inner voice is that one annoying friend who always has to point out every little flaw? Well, buckle up, because today we're diving headfirst into the power of self-compassion. It's not about becoming a total softy or letting yourself off the hook for everything. It's about treating yourself with the same kindness and understanding you would offer a close friend going through a tough time. Think about it. When your bestie spills coffee all over themselves, what do you say? You probably chuckle, offer them a napkin, and maybe even make a joke about their clumsiness. But when you spill coffee on yourself, what's the first thing that pops into your head? Ugh, I'm so clumsy. Why me? I can't believe I did that. We need to break the cycle of self-judgment, people. Here are 5 key takeaways to get you started on your self-compassion journey. 1. Recognize your humanity. First things first, remember that you're human. We all mess up, we all have bad days, and we all experience moments of imperfection. It's part of the package. Embracing this truth allows us to be kinder to ourselves when things don't go as planned. 2. Practice mindfulness. Ever get caught in that spiral of negative self-talk? Mindfulness is like hitting the pause button on those thoughts. It's about paying attention to your present experience without judgment. When you notice yourself being critical, gently acknowledge it and then redirect your focus to something else, a beautiful sunset, a warm cup of tea, or even just the feeling of your feet on the ground. 3. Treat yourself like you would treat a friend. Imagine your best friend is struggling with something. What would you say to them? You'd probably offer words of encouragement, understanding, and support, right? Now, ask yourself, what would I tell my best friend who's feeling this way? Apply the same kind and compassionate words to yourself. 4. Focus on your strengths. We tend to dwell on our weaknesses, but what about celebrating our strengths? Make a list of things you're good at, things that make you unique, and things that bring you joy. Reading through these reminders can boost your self-esteem and remind you of all the amazing things you have to offer. 5. Practice gratitude. Take a few moments each day to appreciate the good things in your life, big or small. It could be the warmth of the sun on your skin, a delicious meal, or a heartfelt conversation with a loved one. Focusing on gratitude shifts your perspective and helps you cultivate a more positive outlook. Let's talk about a real-world example. Picture this. You're at work, presenting an important project to a room full of people. You stumble over your words, sweat starts dripping down your back, and suddenly you feel like everyone is judging you. Instead of spiraling into a self-criticism vortex, try practicing some self-compassion. Acknowledge that this feeling of anxiety is normal. Everyone gets nervous in high-pressure situations. Remind yourself that you prepared well for this presentation and that even if things didn't go perfectly, it doesn't define your worth. Give yourself a pep talk, maybe even whisper, "I've got this," then remember to breathe. So there you have it. 5 powerful tools to cultivate self-compassion. Remember, being kind to yourself is not selfish. It's essential for your well-being and growth. Take these insights and put them into action today. Start by treating yourself with the same love and understanding you would offer a dear friend. Celebrate your strengths, acknowledge your imperfections, and remember that you are worthy of kindness always. And hey, don't forget to share this episode with someone who might benefit from a little self-compassion boost. Let's spread the love, one kind thought at a time. See you in the next episode, where we'll explore another vital tool for navigating life's ups and downs.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.